All right, let's dive in. Today, we're switching gears a bit, trading in those hiking boots for, well, maybe some stylish sandals. We're talking luxury travel, specifically Mallorca.
Sounds nice.
Our inspiration, a blog post
Yeah.
from Le Luxure.
Yeah.
They're a company kind of specialized in, those high-end travel experiences.
Oh, I've heard of them. The ones who do like private yacht charters and
Yeah,
stuff.
exactly. Vineyard tours, those really exclusive things you usually only dream about.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, even if, we're not all chartering yachts just yet, their insights are really valuable, kind of a blueprint for planning a really amazing Mallorcan getaway no matter your budget.
I like that, making it accessible. So what's their main philosophy when it comes to luxury travel?
Well, what struck me is that they emphasize like true luxury isn't just about, well, extravagance. It's about aligning your trip with the island itself, its rhythm. They suggest planning around Mallorca's stunning seasons, that's what they call them, to really immerse yourself in the beauty, the culture.
So like not just going when it's convenient, but when it's like the best time to experience it.
Exactly. Picture this. You're wandering through ancient olive groves, and the light is that golden spring light, or maybe it's autumn, and you see the vineyards, all these hues of red and gold.
Oh, wow. I can practically taste the wine already.
Right. But okay, back up a bit. How does LuxeLover actually approach this whole personalized itinerary thing?
They're like architects of your travel dreams, basically. They curate these experiences, tailored to what you love. Maybe it's exploring hidden coves on a private yacht or an insider tour of Moroccan winemaking.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. But the key takeaway here for us is they really hit on that personal aspect, what you find luxurious. It's about those details that make a trip extraordinary.
So not just, spending a ton of money, but making choices that really elevate the experience.
Excellent.
Speaking of which, let's talk arrival. Their blog, they really paint a picture. You step off the plane and boom, panoramic views of the Mediterranean. You can smell that fresh sea air.
Oh, I can imagine.
And they suggest taking it up a notch, choosing premium travel, a first-class flight maybe, or a ferry with a luxurious lounge.
So it's about setting that tone right from the start.
Exactly. Now, we might not always be able to, splurge on first class,
Right.
but even small upgrades like legroom on a flight or a ferry with an outdoor deck, those can make a difference.
No, we agree. It's those little things that add up.
Yeah.
But honestly, what really impressed me about Mallorca from the blog was the sheer variety of things to do.
Right, I know. It's not just a beach destination.
No, not at all. It caters to like everyone, which, as you know, fits perfectly with our learner persona. Someone who's, always looking to discover new things.
Absolutely.
History buff. Go explore ancient ruins. Foodie. Culinary delights galore. Outdoor adventurer. Rugged landscapes for days. They list some specific examples in the post.
Oh, yeah, that list was where it got really good. Like walking through these charming villages, tucked away in the hills, sunbathing on secluded beaches. The water is like turquoise blue.
Don't forget those winery tours. Sampling the island's best vintages. It's seriously tempting. Like, I'm ready to pack my bags right now.
Me too. And for those who want a bit more, action, there's hiking through the Tramontana Mountains.
Oh yeah, those are supposed to be incredible.
Kayaking along the coastline, even attending cultural festivals, really vibrant ones.
Imagine that. You're in a local fiesta, surrounded by colorful costumes, and you can smell all that traditional Mallorcan
Oh
food.
yeah, speaking of food, if you're a foodie like our learner, Mallorca is paradise. It has this really rich culinary scene, influenced by the Mediterranean.
Right.
Fresh seafood, hearty dishes, all made with local ingredients, something for every taste.
And, to really experience it, I was thinking you could go beyond those typical tourist traps, find those family-run places, maybe in the island's interior.
Oh, good idea.
They usually have those, like, authentic Mallorcan recipes passed down for
That's
generations. You get a real taste of the culture.
what it's all about, connecting with the local culture. It's more than just checking things off a list,
I agree. Those are the moments that really stick with you.
Exactly. And speaking of memories, the blog, they talk about capturing those experiences, sharing them with others, not just for yourself, but to inspire others to travel too.
That's nice.
They say it's about turning your trip into a story with pictures and anecdotes and all that.
Sharing that spark of wanderlust. I like that.
It reminds me of like how travel bloggers inspire me to visit new places.
Me too. Makes you want to experience it firsthand.
Okay, but before we get too carried away with sharing, let's get practical for a minute. Any tips for planning a Mallorcan adventure?
Definitely. And this goes back to what we were saying about the seasons. Choosing the right time is key.
Right. Like, if you're all about that beach life, summer is probably your best bet.
But if you prefer milder weather, maybe spring or autumn. And for hikers, spring is ideal before it gets too hot.
True. And for our learner, someone who loves to learn, aligning your trip with, like, a specific event or festival could be really cool.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, if you're into traditional music and dance, plan around a local fiesta. Or if history's your thing, maybe a historical reenactment.
That's a great point. Tailor your trip to your passions.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked timing. What about accommodations? The blog, they're all about luxury hotels and villas, but there are options for, you know, every budget in Mallorca, right?
For sure. And even if you're not in a five-star resort, you can still find places with that touch of luxury. Think boutique hotels,
yeah,
maybe with a charming courtyard, stunning views, or interesting architecture.
Oh, and don't forget about staying in traditional Mallorcan finca.
A finca.
Yeah, it's like a restored farmhouse, super cozy and inviting. You really experience that rustic charm.
And I bet the views are amazing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Usually of the countryside, really idyllic. Speaking of idyllic, one thing that gets me excited about Mallorca is exploring those hidden coves and beaches.
Oh, yeah. The blog mentioned those.
Yeah.
Like finding your own little paradise.
Right. You're swimming in crystal clear water, surrounded by cliffs and lush plants. Just the sound of waves and birds. It's like total escape from everything.
That sounds incredibly peaceful.
And the best part is you can often reach these places by boat or kayak.
Oh, cool. Adding an adventure element.
Exactly. Rent a kayak, paddle along the coast, explore hidden caves, or take a boat tour to some of the most remote beaches.
It's all about, like, creating your own adventure, yeah, going off the beaten path. Very learner.
Absolutely. Okay, before we wrap up this part, got to touch on the history and culture. Mallorca has such a rich heritage.
Yeah, the blog mentioned that too. All those historical sites and landmarks.
Right, from Roman ruins to medieval castles to Moorish palaces. It's like history is embedded in the island. So for history buffs, exploring those sites is a must. You can walk through Palma's old town, see the Gothic cathedral, or visit the Roman city of Palencia.
I'd love to see those ruins.
And for a deeper dive, there are museums about Mallorcan history, art, and culture.
You could spend weeks just soaking it all in.
For sure. And of course, you can't talk out history without mentioning the Serra de Tramuntana Mountains, a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Those mountains are supposed to be stunning.
They are, and they have those ancient terraces, dry stone walls, water mills. It's a blend of natural beauty and history. You can hike, explore valleys, discover so much.
It's like stepping back in time.
It really is. And those are just a few of the things that await in Mallorca. It's an island that offers, well, everything, a natural beauty, history, culture. It's captivating for any traveler.
Especially someone like our learner who loves to explore and learn.
Exactly. But, okay, let's take a breath. We've covered a lot.
We have. It's clear that Mallorca is much more than just a beautiful island. It has a lot to offer, especially if you take the time to really explore.
Yeah.
It really does seem like the perfect mix, you know?
Yeah.
Relaxation, exploration, something for everyone. But how do you, I guess, how does our listener who really values authentic experiences, how do they tap into that?
That's a good question. And it kind of brings us back to something Luxor mentioned, staying connected even after your trip ends.
Right.
Now, they were talking about their own services, but I think it applies more broadly, you know, like to how we approach travel in general.
I see what you mean. It's about keeping that curiosity going, even when you're not, you know, physically traveling.
Exactly. So even after you leave Mallorca, you can still engage with the culture, maybe learn some basic Catalan, the local language.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Or read a book about the island's history, maybe even join some online communities, you know, focused on Mallorcan culture.
It becomes more than just a trip. It's like an ongoing journey.
That's a great way to put it. And who knows, maybe it inspires you to go back someday, to like go even deeper.
I could definitely see that happening.
Okay, and let's not forget about sharing those travel experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Luxor, they're all about capturing those memories, and I think that's something we can all do.
Absolutely.
Sharing those stories, it's rewarding, both for yourself and for the people who hear them.
It is. It helps you like relive the experience, you
yeah
know, process it, make it real.
Right. And it might inspire someone else to take their own adventure.
Exactly. It's a ripple effect.
And in a world that, well, sometimes feels divided, I think travel can be a powerful tool to connect us.
I totally agree. It opens your mind to different perspectives, reminds you that we're all you know, part of the same human experience.
Well said. And I think that's a perfect way to transition into our final thoughts for this deep dive. We've covered a lot about planning a trip, the things to do, the culture.
We have. It's clear that Majorca has so much to offer. But I'd like to leave our listener with a question, something to spark their imagination, maybe even get them planning their own trip.
Love it. Uh-huh. What do you have in mind?
Okay, picture this. You're standing on the shore in Majorca. You feel that warm Mediterranean breeze. You can smell the pine trees, the salt air. What's the one thing, the one experience about Majorcan culture or landscape that you'd be most excited for, and why?
Ooh, that's a great question. Is it hiking to a remote mountaintop monastery? Kayaking through a hidden cove, maybe finding a local artisan market, or just, you know, enjoying a Majorcan meal under the stars?
Well, let that be the spark. Let that be what starts your journey. Follow your curiosity, you know, embrace the unexpected, and just let Majorca work its magic.
Beautifully said. And remember, planning the trip can be just as fun as the trip itself.
Oh, absolutely.
So grab a notebook, start researching, and let your wanderlust be your guide. Who knows, maybe we'll all meet up in Majorca someday sharing stories.
I'd love that. Until then, safe travels, everyone, and may your journeys be full of adventure and new discoveries.
And with that, we've come to the end of our Majorcan escape, at least for now.
Yeah.
But like we said, the journey doesn't really end here.
Right. You take that feeling with you, that curiosity. That's what makes you want to keep learning, keep exploring.
I like that. So maybe as you go about your day-to-day, you'll start to notice things differently. The little details, the beauty around you that, you know, we sometimes miss.
I hope so.
And maybe you'll appreciate those different cultures and perspectives even more, you know, the things that make the world so interesting.
Makes you want to see it all, doesn't it?
It does. And hey, maybe you'll even start planning your next adventure after hearing all about the magic of Majorca.
Fingers crossed.
So until our next deep dive, keep exploring, keep learning, and never lose that sense of adventure.
Well said. And remember, there are hidden gems everywhere, just waiting to be discovered. All you got to do is, you know, be open to the possibilities.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Majorca, everyone. Until next time.